Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn Meseches Peah. Today we're going to be beginning the sixth parak of Meseches Peah with Parak Vav Mishnah Aleph and Parak Vav Mishnah Beis. Says the Mishnah, Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai says, Hefker La'aniyim Hefker, that if you want to be mafker, if you want to make your crops, your produce ownerless, La'aniyim for poor people, says Beis Shammai, you absolutely may do so. You're discriminating. You're saying my crops are only ownerless for poor people. Only poor people can come and take them, and rich people cannot. Why would you want to do that? So the Mishnah in the first parak of Meseches Peah taught us that when it comes to crops that are hefker, they are not obligated in truma and maaser. So the owner wants to give these to the poor people, but he doesn't want them to have to pay and separate trumos and maaseros. Ubeis Hillel Omer, Beis Hillel says, Eino hefker, nope, they're not considered hefker. You can't discriminate. Ad sheyuvkar af la'ashirim kashmita. Until he makes them hefker also for rich people, just like Shemitah when it comes to Shemitah, the seventh year, everything's hefker, everything's ownerless for the poor people, the rich people, anyone can come onto your field and take any sort of crops, any sort of produce. So that's true here as well, says Beis Hillel. That you can only be mafker, you can only make your produce hefker for everyone or no one. But says Beis Shammai, no, you do have the ability to make your produce hefker for a specific group of people, in this case, for aniyim. Continues the Mishnah. Kol omrei hasada shel kavkav ve'echad shel arbaz kavin. So you have a situation where you have a lot of piles of grain of produce that are each have the amount of a kav. A kav is a certain measurement, and each pile has a kav here, a kav there, a kav there. Then there's one bigger pile that's worth four kav, and there are four kav in that particular pile. Ushchacho, and then what happens? He forgets the pile of four kav. Beis Shammai Omer, Beis Shammai says, Eino shichcha. This is not considered to be shichcha. This is not considered to be that he forgot the produce, and therefore he can go back and get it. What do you mean? He forgot the four kav of produce. Why isn't this shichcha? Why can he go back and get it? So the bartender explains that according to Beis Shammai, because he remembered all of the one kav, the smaller piles, the assumption is that he's going to go back and take the four kav. They didn't really forget it. He's going to go and get it. Ubeis Hillel Omer, Beis Hillel disagrees and says, Shichcha, no, he forgot. I don't care that he took all the one piles. We don't necessarily assume that he's going to go back and get the four kav pile. And therefore, Beis Hillel says that it would be shichcha. It would belong to the poor. He would not be able to go and get it. Whereas Beis Shammai says, nope, ain't no shicha, it is not considered shicha, and he would be able to go and take the pile once again. Let's continue with Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis. Says the Mishnah, Ha'omer shehu samach lagofa v'lagadish labakar v'lakelim. So let's say a person leaves a pile of grain, a pile of produce, and it's right next to a big wall, or right next to another big stack of grain, or he leaves it next to his cattle, velakelim, or any sort of these farming tools that were being used. So he leaves this pile next to something that's substantial, something that's important. Ushchacho, but then he forgets the pile there. Beis Shammai Omer, Beis Shammai says, Eino shicha. Also another machlokes, where Beis Shammai holds, no, it's not considered to be shicha. It's not considered to be that he forgot it. He can go and take it back. Why? Because, says Beis Shammai, it's next to something important. He's not going to forget. It's next to the cattle. It's next to the wall. It's next to the farming tools, whatever the case may be. Because he left it next to something important that he certainly wants, we assume that he left the pile as well there, not by mistake, but he left it there intentionally, and he will go back and get it. Ubeis Hillel Omer, Beis Hillel says, no, that it is considered to be shecha. He forgot it. I don't care what it's next to. I don't care if it's next to something really important. I don't care if it's next to $1 million. At the end of the day, it is shecha. He forgot them there. Quick review. We began Parak Vav today. Parak Vav Mishnah Aleph. Quoted a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding whether or not you have the ability to be mafkir, something to make your property, your crops, your produce ownerless for a specific group of people. Beis Shammai says you can make your crops ownerless for poor people. Beis Hillel says nope, you can only make your crops, your produce ownerless, and thereby it's not going to be obligated in Truma and Maaser if you include everyone, including the rich people. And then we learned another machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding a situation where a person has a lot of different piles. Most of the piles are one kav of produce, one pile is four kav of produce. And the question is, if he leaves the four kav, is that shechcha or not? Then we learn Perek Vav Mishnah Beis, which quoted another machlokas between Mishamay and Beis Hillel regarding shechcha, and that is regarding whether or not a person leaves a pile of a grain of produce next to something substantial, whether it's a cattle or farming utensils or a big wall and so on, is that considered shechcha? When certainly he's going to go back to get that item, so maybe perhaps he's going to get back to get the grain as well. Bishamah said, Eino shechcha, that it would not be considered to be shechcha, and therefore he would be able to go and get it. But Beis Hillel says, no, I don't care what it's next to. At the end of the day, it is considered to be shechcha. Have a great day.